On and on he ran. He was now among tall trees, and again he looked behind him. At that moment the land disappeared beneath his feet, and splash! He found himself in deep water, cold water, fast-moving water. In his terror, he had run straight into a river. And away the river took him, pushing him along, first on one side, then on the other. The cotton dress tied itself round his legs, trying to pull him under, and Toad had to fight to keep his head above water.
"Oh, my!" cried poor Toad. "I'll never look at another motor car for the rest of my life!"
At last he managed to catch hold of some water plants by the river bank. He held on, too tired to pull himself out of the water. Then he saw something bright in a dark hole in the bank. It moved towards him and became a face, brown and small, with whiskers. It was the water.